is James Gillen with the As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And tonight's show is going to be a little different than our usual shows because I'm going to do a little bit of a rant here. And, basically what kind of triggered this is, you know, listening to CNN. I don't watch TV. You know, I threw my TV back out in the late 70s. But, you know, I do get things sent to me on the internet, and I'm starting to watch some of these things. And, you know, when you're awake and you watch these newscasts, you just go, oh, my God, you know, what? Who are these people? And what is spewing from their mouth? And it just gets worse and worse. But, you know, after doing enough research about, you know, what's really going on, you know, I decided to go ahead and read this newsletter, and it's more of just a rant. So buckle up, you know, and get ready to be pounded with a little bit of politically and spiritually incorrect information coming in. So we'll go ahead and read this newsletter. At the risk of sounding politically and spiritually incorrect, which is nothing more than a suppressive mind control program, we're going to try to make sense out of what is unfolding. We know the criminal or the CIA news network, CNN, is the mouthpiece for the deep state. The deep state is just an extension of the New World Order, the bankster elite. It is written in the NASA papers, CNN would be the ones used to manipulate the minds of the people. For those of you who don't know what the NASA papers are, just Google it. There's a whole agenda written in the NASA papers of what they have planned for you, what the New World Order has planned for you. And I would not miss that. I would go ahead and get that because it'll blow your mind after you read it. So anyway, NASA papers, CNN would be the ones to use to manipulate the minds of the people. The goals are to move their agenda forward, which is, you know, nothing short of one world government, mass population control, an end to any human rights, as well as the war and disease profiteers continuing to get fat off the pain, suffering, and death of the ignorant masses, keeping the majority of them in abject poverty. That is their goal. And make no bones about it. If anyone had any sensitivity at all, they would feel the intentions of these demon-speaking manipulators who prey on the ignorant muggles suffering from cognitive dissonance. They should change their name to the Cognitive Dissonance Nephilim Network. You know, the DNC might as well use the name they gave the conservatives, the deplorable, nasty coup organizers, you know, or coup organizers. So anyway, they refuse to accept the fact that they lost. It's like a real bad smell that just won't go away. Their sense of entitlement and arrogance will not allow them to face the fact that the American people have had enough of the dishonesty, deception, and criminal activity, which has been so blatantly exposed and voted them out of office. That is what happened, you know. So they've absolutely no shame and no problem pathologically lying, avoiding, redirecting the narrative over and over to reach their agenda, very sick agenda. Let's spell this out. You know, Hitler was caught red-handed, destroying evidence, bleaching and hammering laptops and Blackberries, using a private server, easily hacked, to house classified top secret material, and being a non-responder to the Benghazi incident, and funding the fake Russian dossier on Trump, and the pay-to-play money laundering through Clinton Foundation, taking bribes from foreign governments, selling 20% of our uranium to Russia, then receiving well over $145 million for doing so. She and Obama used the BLM to kick ranchers off their land, something I thought was people should have really stood up for, and failed with the Bundys to get the uranium. There's one finger pointing and screaming Russian collusion with three fingers pointing back. Let's not forget Obama's forged birth certificate, illegal wiretaps, and over $50 trillion unaccounted for under the Obama administration. In defense, they'll scream out, other administrations also ripped off and lied to the American people. Weapons of mass destruction causing the death of millions, you know, was a doozy, along with blaming 911 on Iraq. You know, when their patsy Bin Laden, who they blame, was in Afghanistan. You know, even Bush said that. They said, what does Iraq have to do with 911? He said, absolutely nothing. You know, so figure this out, you know. put it together, folks. We got to figure this one out because it's so ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense with it. So anyway, so here's the news flash. Making a case, you know, because others did it, does not make it all right to continue doing it, even on a master scale. Okay, so if somebody else before you lied, cheated, and stealed and murdered, does that make it okay? That's the logic that these guys are using to back out of this. You know, it's still not okay, and especially not on the scale that it's, you know, it's being done today. So anyway, so Hillary writes a book, What Happened? You know, the people woke up, that's what happened. Despite the fake news dividing our country, creating race wars, and pandering to the ignorant muggles and victims with a sense of entitlement suffering from cognitive dissonance, what happened is people woke up. That's what happened. You know, people figured it out. They saw through the bull, you know what. You know, we'll just leave it at that. Now, to explain this for the spiritually challenged or discernment impaired, yoni hat wearing fembots totally out of touch with the divine feminine who refuse to address their own wounds and traumas, externalize them on every creature with a set of balls on the planet, we're going to define cognitive dissonance. That was a mouthful. It's a refusal to entertain any ideas, evidence, or facts outside their preconceived mind-controlled programming. They'll worship and stand behind Hitler as long as she keeps playing the victim or gender card, despite the fact that all evidence proves she may just very well be the most corrupt, dishonest doublespeaker on the planet with a long trail of dead bodies who got in her way. If you think she believes in standing up for women's rights, why didn't she make a stand against Bill's transgressions against women? I mean, it was horrible. You know, why did she cover it up, intimidate and harass the victim? Seriously, you know, is this a woman you want to represent the divine feminine? You know, maybe the homework for the day is to look up cognitive dissonance and divine feminine. You know, one of the definitions when you look up defining feminine reads anything but Hillary, you know, so actually I just made that up, but it's pretty accurate. But anyway, despite the overwhelming criminal evidence, she's untouchable. She has a Teflon suit given to her by the very agencies whose mandate it is to enforce the law. Any rational mind is asking the question, why is she and her cronies not in jail? Who has she paid off or blackmailed? The answer seems to be pretty much everyone. You know, there are only a handful taking her to task. You'll never hear these questions asked on or answered on CNN or the lamestream media, including radio. Just avoidance, redirection, and false accusations made over and over with no merit. A mind control tactic used to manipulate the masses. They even use black newscasters and politicians still on the platform to further their agenda. You know, it's like, you know, still on the plantation, I should say, you know, because basically it is a plantation and people are waking up. You know, there's some awesome, I think it's, I think her last name is Owens. You know, you got to listen to this woman, Candace Owens. We got to get her on the show. Beautiful woman. She's just on this. And I'm going to bring her on the show pretty soon, hopefully. So it's so obvious, those awake and almost inconceivable that people are still buying the lies. How insane does it have to get before people say enough? You know, obviously, you know, the vote said enough, you know. And so, you know, when we, you know, all the claims about voter fraud and everything else, again, that was done by the Clinton Foundation. They've been busted and some of them are going to jail for voter fraud. So reason this, everything they blame others of, they are doing themselves tenfold. You know, just reverse it, whatever CNN says, reverse it and multiply it, and then you figured it out. That's exactly what's happening. So now this goes even deeper. George Soros' name keeps popping up, financing these very same people along with Antifa, Black Lives Matters, open borders, etc. You know, he's a Nazi sympathizer who, in his own words, said when he collaborated with the Nazis in rounding up his own people, the Jews, stealing their wealth and property, it was one of the best times in his life. I mean, this is not made up. This is an interview. If you go on, you can search it, you know. Search it on Google, it's coming up. Despite their attempts to take it down and erase it, it keeps coming up. So, you know, that's the bottom line anyway. So a man who has created so much division in other countries and that caused him to topple, upon which he made billions, my question is, with all the division, hatred, and violence, who are you working for? Could it possibly be you've been duped, lied to, and manipulated in doing the work of the very people you're against? You know, Antifa can't say they're against Nazis and fascists when they're funded by the Nazis and act like fascists. You know, black lives do matter, but how about brown lives? How about red lives? How about blue lives? How about the men in blue that put their lives on the line every day? Yeah, there are some corrupt ones out there, and there are some that have it too, you know, but, you know, for the most part, there are a lot of them out there that that's their job to keep the peace. And hopefully they remember that their job is to pretty much protect us and the Constitution and keep the peace. And I'm all for that, you know. So, you know, you know, what about the white lives too that never had anything to do with the transgressions of the past? You know, why not address the whole spectrum? The real problem is the division game and whipping people up into emotional frenzies and trying to create as much chaos as possible. That's the game that's going on. And it's time for us to take a look at that. But anyway, you know, open borders is a failed experiment. Look what's happening in Europe. When you put cultures that are diametrically opposed together, it just doesn't work, you know. Again, what happens when it's culturally okay to kill gays, beat and rape women, force your religion and beliefs on others? You know, where's the forethought on that one when they brought this program together, you know? Who are the designers of these programs? I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, people go, oh, you're a Muslim hater. I'm not a Muslim hater. I love everybody. I don't care if you're purple, pink, brown, black. It doesn't matter. But anytime that your religion or your belief structure trespasses on another, forces another, or creates harm to another, yeah, I have issues with that. And I'll just leave that there. Anyway, so wait a second. Oh, wait, Hillary's for open borders. And so are the global elite. Go figure, you know. Anyway, when you create so much chaos, destruction, and division, you know, a country fails, it falls, you know, and then they beg for help, you know, and that help comes with a price, followed by abject poverty and to pay for the bailout. That is the program. That's how they operate, you know, so figure it out. Now, this one blows me away. I watched these demonstrations, you know, and they were the feminists, you know, and they had the hats, they had the pink yoni hats and all the other stuff on. And they're bringing these women up to talk about Sharia law and supporting Sharia law. Now, it can't get any more ridiculous than this. Has anybody done any homework whatsoever, you know, before doing this? And that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, has anybody done any research, any homework? You get emotionally wound up, you grab your cards and your papers and your whatever, and you run out and, you know, scream and yell and raise your fist, you know, and without doing any homework whatsoever. Please do the homework first. You know, you can't march for peace unless you are at peace, you know. So anyway, now we're going into the spiritually incorrect. Everybody needs to chill the F out, you know, stop. Get off this psycho wave, get out in nature, use discernment, and develop some critical thinking. Ask yourself, how does this feel to align with the damnation, the division, and the violence? Guess who feeds off that energy? Now, that's a whole story in itself. I mean, there's a whole dimension feeding off of this energy, and you got to wake up to that. Guess who you're feeding when you go into this kind of nonsense, this heavy, denser energy. So anyway, going back to that, where have you gotten your information from to form your beliefs? And it's written B-E-L-I-E-F, beliefs. With every belief, there's a lie. So back up, take a moment, and really reevaluate things. Could it possibly be you've been manipulated into doing the work of the very people you abhor? What happens if you're successful in bringing down America, collapsing the system? How are you going to travel? Where is your food going to come from? Who's going to keep your utilities going? Who's going to provide heat, shelter, you know, the basics, you know? How are you going to even listen to this newscast or read the newsletter? You know, guess what? You know, it's lights out, game over. you know. So do you have any well thought out long-term plans on this, you know, or is this just a spontaneous, I'm pissed off and somebody's going to pay for it, you know? So, I mean, seriously, you know, time to chill out. Anyway, this system is not perfect. In fact, it's been hijacked and needs a major overhaul. What was once a true republic is now a corporation governed by the global elite through bribes, blackmail, and corruption beyond belief. It's a dictatorial democracy. They're using your own emotions against you with deceptions unimaginable, psyops programs, and layers where you can never get to the truth. Unless you are awake, know the agenda of the New World Order and their minions, the deep state, then it's all very clear. They have to destroy America to enact their plans for world domination. To be more specific, the Republic, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, which are very closely aligned with universal law, creator's law, have to come down. That has to be destroyed. If you want to fight for something, how about restoring the Republic? How about taking back our monetary system? How about diverting the trillions of dollars stolen and siphoned off back to the people? How about ending the just us system and replacing it with a true justice system, you know, that's bound by the Constitution, better yet, universal law? You know, educate yourself, do your own research. Don't allow the lamestream media to tell you what's going on and what's really happening. That's a fairy tale land. And people are buying it hook, line, and sinker anyway. So there's an old saying, know your adversary or you will find yourself working for them, you know. And if you don't know who they are and how they function and how they manipulate you, pretty soon you'll find out that you're actually, you know, working for them. The beast may very well be in your own backyard, unrecognizable because it moved in very slowly, a little at a time. So anyway, again, chill out, look around you, see what's going on, you know, take a break. So things very well may be opposite of what you think, definitely different than what the lamestream media has told you. The more you raise your fist and claim to be a victim, the more you trap yourself into that reality. The universe will gladly manifest it. You know, folks, it's an as you wish universe. You know, when you go, I hate these people, those people are going to come at you. That's the way it works. When you say, I love these people, those people are probably going to love you back, you know. It's that simple. It's really that simple. And, you know, yeah, there's been transgressions in the past and things like that, but how are we going to transcend it? By living in the past? No, it doesn't work, you know. So anyway, why not reframe that program and focus on what you truly desire? You know, it's incredibly obvious now that the governments and religions will never bring about universal peace. They divide without unity. Peace will not come. So if you're not operating, you know, in unity consciousness with universal law. And again, people go, well, that means open borders. No, it doesn't. You know, we do need to set boundaries. And when people are acting outside of universal law, and when they are harming others, then we do need to set some very firm boundaries. You know, so in a perfect world, when we reunite with the rest of the universe and are working with our star nations and the whole planet is healed, yeah, I'm all for, you know, open borders. You know, right now it's not feasible. You know, we have a lot of healing to do between now and then. So anyway, Mother Mary once said, universal peace will not come through the governments or religions, but through the hearts and minds of the people. Only when the people educate themselves, rise up, and demand governments, religions, all institutions adhere to universal law will there be peace. And so I'll explain to you again, what is universal law? It's written within the hearts and minds of all people. You know, everybody wants to live a loving, joyous, abundant life in touch with their creator. That's our true nature. That's our God-given right. And unfortunately, we need to stand up for that because there are people that will want to take that away from us and have been doing that for quite some time. So, you know, the bottom line is, again, you know, universal peace is brother, sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all, you know, everyone. If you cannot find the impeccable integrity to live according to universal law, do the best you can. Do not participate in anything that would bring harm to humanity and the earth. You know, there's a Cherokee saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. find your heart, get your feet on the ground, use discernment concerning this division game. You know, it's been so redundantly acted out. It's beyond ridiculous. You know, when are we going to get it? You know, it's come on. I mean, you know, like good old Bush said, you know, fool me once, can't fool me again. You know, it's like, I don't know, folks. It's gotten so ridiculous. I cannot even believe anybody is falling for this anymore, but it's still going on. So anyway, there's a lot of things being done behind the scenes that we don't even know about. And I have the luxury of having some contacts in some very high places, you know, in almost every walk of life. And so I get a lot of information from these people and not just people in the scene, people in the unseen as well, is about what's going down. So I'm going to explain this in a nutshell to make it very simple. Basically, there are forces, whatever you want to call it, source, God, creator. There's other very advanced beings out there, extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings out there. Some of them are ancient ancestors. And the Earth has been in the outermost corner of the Milky Way. It's been kind of ignored. It's in the boondocks. They've cleaned up the interior. They've had the Great Wars. They had the Draconian Wars throughout the Orion system, the other systems. And a lot of those people escaped and basically came to Earth. And this all happened back in the Egyptian days, back in the Anunnaki, when Marduk made a pact with the reptilians and the other groups. A lot of people are having a hard time with that. Again, do your research. It's in, you know, it's in the records, basically. It's written in stone on the walls if you want to find out about it. So anyway, so we've been under draconian law ever since then, and we're finally being liberated from this draconian law. And some people call it the Archon Network or the draconian network, draconian law. Everybody has a different name for it, but we've been under this grid, you might say, of consciousness. That grid has been torn down. And those who have been working with that grid are also falling apart. You know, the puppet masters are being taken out. There's very, very few left. And now the puppets are floundering because they don't have their protection. They don't have their connection anymore. And now they're floundering. And we're in the middle of that. And so you're seeing everything connected to that draconian grid unraveling. It's dismantling. It's coming apart. And all the religions have a name for this. They have a story about this. They have prophecies about this. And we're right smack in the middle of that prophecy. So we can ride through this, get through this, if we choose to align with the laws of creation, you know, universal law, whatever name you want to give it. You know, we can get through this, and we hold our leadership to these same principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. We can get through this thing, but we've got to wake up, and we've got to rise up, and we've got to make, you know, stand in our own divinity and be very clear with what we want. And when we do this, and we ask for help from these higher dimensional beings, from the source itself, it's going to come in, and it's already coming in, and it's going to come in even stronger, and it's going to shore you up. It's going to energize you. It's going to heal you. It's going to make your life more abundant. You know, all of these things. Universal law is, sorry, within this fifth dimensional grid that it's actually taken the place of this old draconian network, and that's pressing hard. So, you know, the Earth is like the Earth itself. She's decided to shift and go forward. She's gone through her initiations and she's gone through her upgrades and everything else. And so she's moving forward. She's ascending. If we're going to stay on the Earth, we have to rise to the occasion. We have to become frequency specific to that evolutionary process. It's that simple. Tyranny is not frequency specific to that process. The unbridled greed and lust for power, you know, with a lot of these people we've been talking about, is not frequency specific to this process. This process is unstoppable. The energy behind it is unimaginable. Like they say, resistance is futile. There's nowhere to hide for this one. And so you can't run off to Mars. You can't go to your other colonies. You know, you can't jump in your back engineered ships and think you're going to be okay. It isn't going to work that way, you know. So the good news is that we do have help There's a major planetary liberation happening. It's a multidimensional or a transdimensional experience. The other dimensions are pretty much cleaned up, and now it's coming to the Earth, and we need to become a part of that. And we got to drop all these old religious programs, these separation games, these cultural divisions that have been played out, and shift and start aligning ourselves with unity consciousness for this to happen. And this is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. And there's times we're going to have to set some firm boundaries as we go through this process with those who are acting completely outside of universal law. And so we're going to have to take care of that. So basically, almost everything right now I've seen, you know, on the radio and the news and everything is the exact opposite of what's really going down. And you're not going to hear this information. Definitely not going to hear it on the lamestream media. And, you know, there are some people out there that are, they're game changers out there. They're coming forward. People are being initiated in every walk of life. People with the white hats, people within the government, within the military. There's people everywhere that are being initiated. They're being awakened to a much bigger picture. And a lot of them are realizing that they actually had other lives in these other higher spiritually and technologically advanced dimensions. And they're awakening to that. And they are the ground crew. So ground crew is being initiated right now. People are going to be stepping forward in all walks of life. And the days of tyranny are fast coming to a close. Basically, it's over for that program. Doing a little computer thing here. Hang on a second here. All right. Whoa. Looks like I got a little AI action going on here. Okay, we're back. So anyway, back to the what we're talking about here. AI is a whole other story. You know, my God, why would you want to? Do you know you can't get in the higher dimensions if your tech? It doesn't work that way. If you have all this technology and hardware on you, it's an emotional thing. Emotions. You know, free will and emotions is the gift. It's the prize we come down here to connect with. And it's very easy to take your own biological, natural body up, rise up and ascend with this body. You've got a bunch of hardware on you. You know, you're going to have a real hard problem getting into these higher dimensions. Become dependent on this hardware. You got to take a long, hard look at that. You know, it's not the way to go. I'm seeing a lot of that happening. And it's pretty sad, you know, seeing people giving up, you know, this, existence here to technology. So, you know, people go, well, I'm hooked in the way. I have access to all this information. You know, I'm ready to go. Well, whose information do you have access to? You know, who's writing the codes? Who's giving out that information? Who, you know, where's all this coming from? You know, it's not coming from the nice guys, I guarantee you. You know, so you better figure this one out pretty quick. But anyway, if you haven't figured it out now, I'm totally against this whole transhumanism thing. And, you know, all these projects that they've got, Agenda 21s, all these things, they're all a bunch of nonsense. And even the global warming story. You know, yeah, there's climate change. Let me tell you a little story about here in Trout Lake. We're out in the middle of nowhere. It's a little podunk town, you know, basically. We don't even have a stoplight, you know, here, which I love. And what's interesting, you know, most people are just doing their thing. You know, a lot of farmers, you know, a lot of hardworking people here, a good Baptist community, you know, so, you know, they're doing their thing. You know, they have a bit of programming, but most of them by nature are sticking to universal law and things like that, you know, and it's just a different reality. It's a whole different reality. And you know, all the transhumanism stuff and everything else, you know, people here are more connected with nature and they're more connected with, you know, sovereignty and things like that nature. You know, it's like the American way, basically. You know, it's not a bad thing. You know, it could be expanded a little bit, But anyway, you know, it's kind of interesting, you know, being out here. And but, you know, when you work close to the land and you live a simple life, that's the path to enlightenment. The lamas I study with, I love what they said. They said the reason there's so few enlightened people on this planet is because it's so damn simple. You get out in nature, you meditate, you do your prayer work, you shut up, you tap in, you connect. And when you connect to your higher dimensional self, or these higher dimensions, or the source, creator, great spirit, whatever you want to call it, the more you focus on it, the more you connect with it, the more you connect with it, your frequencies rise, and eventually you're, you know, operating on a much higher frequency, or eventually you're going to ascend, you know. A lot of the practices we do, the Yigong practices, people actually disappear when they're doing the practices. They phase out, you know, their frequency raises, and they're not in this visible light spectrum anymore. And that's a no-brainer. You know, it's very, very simple. So what keeps you from this happening? I mean, think about this. You know, all, you know, is chaos, you know, does all this chaos, all this division, you know, all this fear, you know, all this stuff that's being dumped on you, what does that have to do with your awakening, with your well-being, with your ascension process, with your connection to Creator, Great Spirit? It has absolutely nothing to do with it at all. You know, and I don't care what division, you know, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Christian, a Buddhist, a Muslim, all these division games, you know, here's a little tidbit. God's omnipresent. Guess what? This is all happening within the same source. It's within the field, the unified field in which we all exist. So there is no separation. There is no division. It's a joke. It's a really bad joke that's been played on us. And it's time for us to figure this one out. And especially when it means doing harm to others or destroying the planet or, the lying and the deception and everything else that's going on right now has nothing to do, you know. And I always tell people what it all boils down to is two things, you know, basically. Are you creating heaven on earth? And are you operating within universal law? You know, I don't care what color you are, what culture you are, what group you're working with, you know, what business you're affiliated with, what religion you're affiliated with. You know, bottom line is, are you creating heaven on earth, and are you aligned with universal law? Now, I don't expect people to find the impeccable integrity within themselves to shift overnight, but you might want to put that on your refrigerator. And so every morning, or on your mirror when you get up in the morning, you know, are you creating heaven on earth? Are you aligned with universal law? You know, is your focus universal peace? Is it brother, sister, love? Is it individual freedom and prosperity for everyone? You know, are you in service to Creator and all creation? You know, what are you doing? You know, we have to look at ourselves with brutal honesty, you know, take stock in that, and start making the changes we need to make. Because if we don't, we're not gonna be on this planet much longer, because we're not gonna be frequency specific to this shift and the energies that are coming. So this message is not against anyone, you know, it's for everyone. You know, forgiveness is unlimited. You can always ask for forgiveness. You can forgive yourself. You can move on. You can shift your energies towards the awakened healing process, shift it into service to others. It's never too late to do that. But that shift has to be sincere. It has to be done within the soul. It can't just be lip service. And you have to act on it if you want to pull out and pull yourself out of this downward spiral you're on. That's the only way out, you know, basically. So, you know, it's very interesting is that universal law, you know, karma is being accelerated. Action reaction is being accelerated. You know, there's people that say karma doesn't exist. That's a limiting thought form, you know? And I like this, it's all an illusion. It doesn't matter. And you just want to punch these people and say, oh, that was an illusion. It didn't really happen. you know? And if they get mad at you, go, hey, you're living in the past. What's the matter with you, you know? So let's use a little common sense here, you know? What's done to creation is done to creator, and it affects all of creation. It's that simple. Regardless what other beliefs or whatever programs you want to add to this or complications, you know? And again, you know, going back to the two things, you know, are you creating heaven on earth, or, you know, are you living according to universal law? It's really that simple. Again, put it on your refrigerator, put it on your mirror in the morning, and, you know, think of when you get up in the morning, just say, how can I make the world a better place? It's really that simple. And don't buy into all the divisions and all. And when you these people want to get in these arguments and they want to create all these divisions and they want to do all these programs, just ask them, is that creating heaven on earth? You know, is this aligned with universal law? And get them to rethink that, you know, rethink their actions, you know, because it's very important. You know, again, this isn't going to happen overnight. Nobody's perfect. You know, we all are doing things that we've been doing for so long. Some of them are just habits, you know. It's gonna take us a while to break out of those habits, but, you know, it can be done. If you keep going back to that, those same two lines, go back to those two lines and you pull out of it. There's so much more. What I want to do is, we've got a little time left, not much. I wanted to open up the lines to anybody that wants to cover this, you know, and put your two cents in. You know, if you have information you wanna share or, anything else, we're going to open up the lines. The call-in number is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And, you know, when you listen to this broadcast, you know, I know it's free. You can go into BBS and grab this broadcast and send it out. I don't know what our title is going to be for this broadcast. Maybe it's going to be, Are You Creating Heaven on Earth? Are You Aligned with Universal Law? Maybe something like that, a monologue. But anyway, it'll be in there. You know, it's tonight's interview, which is what, November 4th? Hey, it's D-Day, November 4th. That's when everybody's going to jump up and down and raise their fist and get angry and pissed and at the world, you know? So not gonna work out too well. So not for you when you do that, because you are going to manifest that. You're going to create everything you're raising your fist at. It's going to manifest. But anyway, that's this energy's. I won't even say it, but it's going to be rough, put it that way. But anyway, so anyway, the numbers are 888-627-6008 if you want to call in. And again, share this broadcast. Send this far and wide. People need to hear this. They need to hear this information. Yes, it is both politically and spiritually incorrect. And I have no problems with that. You know, I'm going to say it like it is, you know, and to get people to wake up and look at what they're doing. You know, that's the bottom line. I'm not going to be suppressed, and nobody else should be either, you know, with this program, because that's just another mind control program, this spiritually and politically incorrect. I notice over and over that people will, you know, they'll miss all the issues, all the talking points, the core issues, and they'll pick one little thing out that was spiritually incorrect. You said this, you know, and I go, did you listen to the whole message? What did you get from that? And what they get from it is totally not even close to what the message that was given. You know, it's unbelievable, but there's nothing you can do about that, because, you know, a lot of people are operating under that cognitive dissonance program. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter how much evidence you give them, they're going to continue on that path. And that's their right to do that, you know, but not when it trespasses on others, you know, then you have to, you know, set some boundaries. But anyway, we're waiting for some. It looks like we've got Karen on line two. Karen, are you with us?
Hey, James.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
This is. Thank you so much. I've never heard you before, and I was listening because I am in fact a BBS host, and I'm doing a show after you, and I was listening because, you know, it was suggested to me that maybe I could fill in this slot that had an empty slot. And I thought there would be absolutely no connection between what you were talking about. And I was so delighted about what you were talking about. I do a show that is primarily political, and I'm used to being politically incorrect. And I, when you started talking about the deep state and about open borders, you're talking my language. I am going to be talking about these things, about Uranium One, and I'm not calling to do a commercial about my show. I'm calling to say how delighted I was to hear you speaking about things that you don't often hear.
Oh, great. So, yeah. Hey, you know what? So when's your show? Is it right after mine?
Tonight it is. Usually it's Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, but I'm doing a bonus show. The show is called Spouting Off, and it is politics and current events, and I'm unabashedly libertarian slash conservative, but I do talk about the issues. I'm going to be talking about Donna Brazile and about Uranium One and about Antifa, and it was just so amazing to hear you speak about this. People had told me you were a conspiracy theorist, Art Bell kind of guy, and that's not what you are at all, as far as I could tell. I was just really blown away by the things you were talking about. I was pleased as punch.
Well, really. I'm glad you're covering these things in detail, and it has to be done. You know, I'm trying to bring a little heart into it and a little consciousness into this, and it really, you know, I really think that's what this whole political thing needs, you know, is you know, a lot of heart and a lot of consciousness coming into it, a flood of consciousness and a flood of truth. And thank you for doing that and bringing the real information out, because, you know, I was been driving, you know, to get wood and things like that, and I had to go pick a propane tank up today and things, and I'm listening to the radio as I'm driving, you know, one of the oldies stations, and I keep hearing these newscasts coming on, and they're not talking anything about Uranium One and who paid for these dossiers and all this stuff. They're not covering any of that. They're still, you know, pointing fingers at Trump collusion. And I just go, my God. There's not even a smidgen of information about that, which shows they're totally, totally controlled, you know, and it's a total mind control situation, basically.
Without a doubt. And they've gotten so radical and so extreme that people who don't watch as closely as you and I do are beginning to see how insane they really always were. They always were that way. But they were covering it better than they are now. And I loved what you said. I loved a lot of what you said about people finally waking up and realizing that they've been lied to. I loved what you said about living in smaller towns. I lived in New York and L.A. and Florida, and when I was much younger, I thought that that was the coolest thing, and now I'm older, and I live in a much smaller town, and it is exactly as you said. I was urban. I'm Jewish. I'm an urban kid. And now I'm learning about farming, and I'm learning about things I never knew. I'm with a partner who is a trucker, and suddenly these are the values. If you want to find those kind of values, you're going to find them in the smaller towns. Mm-hmm. That's where they exist today.
And you know?
Wasn't it Jefferson?
Thing about common sense, you know, it's not very common. But when you get into these... these small towns, you have to use common sense. You can't function unless you use common sense. You better be grounded, you know, or you're going to get run over by a harvester.
Simply being self-sufficient, which I'm not a paranoid kind of person, but I was also trained as a social worker. So I see the projection in which it is very threatening for the globalists. Again, you speak my language, the globalists and the socialists, very threatening to see self-sufficient people, people who can do for themselves, people who hold themselves personally accountable. They mean what they say and say what they mean. And this is very threatening to big government, deep state kind of people who want an enormous amount of control over our lives.
Mm-hmm. So, and they're using these people with this sense of entitlement, and the people that, yes, you know, have been wounded in the past, you know, and because of culture or religion or whatever, and are just, you know, family, you know, been traumatized by whatever, you know, parents or boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever. They use all that emotion, you know, and they weave it to guide people in their direction and where they want to go. And people don't even realize how much they're being manipulated. And it's so funny because everything that they say on the pulpit and they say on the radio and the TV, when you look behind the scenes, they're doing everything the opposite. They're doing exactly opposite of what they're speaking about.
Can you believe it? The people that have been lecturing us about sexual abuse and hating women and disrespecting women are suddenly being exposed for the hypocrites that they are, the Hollywood elite who live in wealth and who hire armed guards behind gates, don't believe in borders, and they don't believe in guns. I mean, how obvious a hypocrisy is that, James?
Oh, yeah. And what's blowing me away, too, is the people sponsoring these, some of these actors that are going against this stuff are sponsoring them. They're the biggest pedophiles and, you know, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, on the planet, basically. And you just go, oh, my God, you know, what's going on? And they're sitting there with their foundation and they have their talking head and they're doing their thing. And you just go, don't you guys see behind the curtain what's really going on here? They want you to think somebody's taking care of this. Somebody's doing this for you. So sit back and relax. Don't worry. You don't have to do anything because we're taking care of this. But the very people that are supposed to be taking care of it are the very ones doing it.
You know, in my show prep, that was exactly one of the things I was going to say, is that the people that you need to be the most suspicious of are the people that tell you, I've got it all handled. You don't have to think about it. Just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger governments, mm-hmm, because you don't have to think anymore. If you're a person who believes in limited government, which is one of the fundamental principles that I believe in, then you don't have anything to fear from people who aren't grabbing power. Mm-hmm. If you truly, and many, many of the Republicans in Congress are not limited government Republicans at all. They are big government Republicans who've been co-opted by money and power and corruption, and they've been lying to us in a different but a very sinister way as many, mm-hmm, of the left.
Yeah, I would say, how do you know when CNN or the politicians aren't lying, you know, through their teeth, and when they're effervescing on the nightstand, you know, basically.
I'll tell you, if you want to call in to my show, I'm going to try my best to continue some of the themes that you have brought up this evening. It must have been, we have a saying in Hebrew, since I'm a Jewish person, Baruch Hashem, thank God, you know, that you were doing a show that was maybe a little different than you usually do, and you were going to rant, and I said, oh, here we go, he's going to rant. And then you started talking, and I went, this is cool. And so I'm going to do my best to continue the conversation, and any part of it that you want to either participate in, or if your listeners would like to, I'll take as many calls as come in, because I've got a lot of stuff about, as I said, Donna Brazile and about Uranium One and about all kinds of things, because it does seem to be converging, mm-hmm, in ways. I was never a very religious person. I know that you're a minister and you're trained in an enormous number of ways, and yet in my lifetime, and I swear, this is true. November 8th, almost a year ago, I said that we had witnessed a modern day miracle, mm-hmm, because the likelihood of a person so different, such an outsider who had the same sensibilities, even though he's a billionaire, the corruption and the lies and the cheating. And I'm not saying Donald Trump is perfect. I'm not saying he's a saint, but he was an unlikely person to turn this country around from the edge of the abyss.
Yeah, basically they'd say we dodged a bullet on that one,
we did.
But now
it's coming out. It wouldn't come out if none of this, if Uranium One and Obama and spying on using the system in order to spy on his political enemies, none of this would come out if Donald Trump had not been elected. And that's one of the reasons they were so dying to make sure that they would bring him down. And they didn't.
Yeah, and they're still trying. I tell you what's interesting. I know some things that I can't really talk about too much, but it's about leveling the playing field, the economic playing field, and restoring the republic and things of that nature, of which he's doing a lot of work behind the scenes that people don't even know about. And I know some of the people involved in that. And, we don't need a Gandhi right now. We're not ready for a Gandhi. We need a businessman that's a butt kicker, that's been tempered by, he's dealt with the wolves and everything else. And he's what we need right now. I'm not saying he's perfect or I agree with everything, that he's done. But anyway, right now, out of all the other options, he's the best option right now to move us in the right direction. And
without a doubt.
Yeah. And these people are screaming and yelling, and they're like screaming for their own demise. It blows me away. They want to continue with the status quo, and the status quo, wants to see them, in poverty and abject slavery, no way out, no way to protect themselves. It's like, it's unbelievable. And I don't know where these people think all this money is going to come from so they can live that life of entitlement, but it's time
for the people they hate. That's where it's going to come from. All the people that they've been made to feel jealous and entitled and hate. I just got to get this in. When you mentioned the pink-hatted protesters waiting in line to be put in burkas, I was cheering when you mentioned that. I mean, if ever there was an illustration of going down the road of to your own demise, that had to be it, and you mentioned it. I was so excited when you started speaking this way. I can't tell you. I'm a new fan of James Gilliland. I really am.
Thanks. You're my other fan.
It was Now I hear you have a lot of fans, actually.
Yeah, it's a pretty big show. But anyway, thanks for calling in, and I'll be sure and listen to your show, and I hope everybody else does as well.
Well, thank you. And if you can find your way to be a guest on my show in the future, I would just love to have you.
Oh, definitely. Anytime, just give me a ring. Don knows how to get a hold of me.
My pleasure.
Thanks
so much. Take care.
I think we've got room for one more quick call. I think we've got Lori online. Three, hopefully. Lori, are you with us?
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Oh, okay, good. Speaking of the Hebrews and the Jewish population, and the David Icke had something come out very recently about the Balfour Declaration, and that was very, very informative about how they created the State of Israel and, about the division going on and all that stuff. So it's really, really good. But anyway, I don't know how much time I have. I just wanted to get this thing with karma. My impression of karma was that you kind of bring it with you when you incarnate into your next life, and so you have to work all that out. But then there's not enough time to really get it all done, so it carries over into the next life, and then this cycle keeps going on. So at one point, I just said, I don't want any more of this karma. I'm done with it. And a lot of people have been revoking karma, So mm-hmm. I was trying to understand your version of karma, because it sounds like you're saying whatever you do, like, you know, affect somebody else. And I understand that, because I think it's kind of like a universal law, you know,
that
makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense, but I never understood that as being karma. So
basically, I can cover that really quick. We're out of time, and I'll have to just cover it very shortly. But, you know, basically, it's action-reaction. You know, for every action, there's a reaction. When you do actions outside of universal law, there's a reaction to that. You do negative things, you're going to have a negative reaction. You think in a negative way, you're going to manifest negative things. It's really simple. And it's not just past lives and things like that. It's happening now. And also past lives are also part of that too. They come in as well and affect that. But you can clear that up. And that's a lot of what we do. We go in and we clean up the past lives, and we clean up reconnect people with the other higher dimensional lives they lived, and the trauma, the wounds and traumas from, you know, past experiences. We clear that up as well. It's a
And we should be moving out of that, right? As we
definitely. I would love to move. I'd love to be put out of business, but anyway, we're out of time. Unfortunately, you have to call in.
All right, next. Thank you.
And thanks for calling. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. And again, write down on your refrigerator, are you creating heaven on earth? And are you operating within universal law? Again, that's universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, you know, prosperity for everybody, bottom line. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.